Swamplands in South Florida are cheap. They aren't ideal for commercial development, and no one can build a house on wetlands. The wetlands also provide a pristine aquatic resource, but limestone reserves held deep beneath their surface are attractive to mining companies. Companies like Florida Rock, Titan, and Vulcan mine the rock to make concrete for housing and highway construction needs locally, and also for international exports. But environmental groups like the Sierra Club have recently sued the Army Corps of Engineers for allowing rock mining in the South Florida Lake Belt region. Paul Schwab represents the Sierra Club in their lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers.
In 2002, after the Army Corps of Engineers issued permits to allow more rock mining in what's referred to as the Lake Belt, that's a euphemism, it's not really a lake belt, but these are rock pits that are dug to harvest limestone rock. There were permits that were issued for additional wetlands destruction to allow for more rock mining in an area, the East Everglades.
The EPA recommended the denial of permits to 9 mining companies last year, following a ruling that canceled mining permits for Lake Belt due to water contamination. The Sierra Club has opposed the permits for what Schwab says allows the explosion of wetlands to extract limestone.
We argue that the Army Corps of Engineers had not appropriately looked at the different environmental factors that they needed to look at, including the impact of this rock mining on the wetlands and other issues, including significantly the impact on water quality and water quantity, because this particular area directly connected to the wells, the drinking water wells that are used by Miami-Dade County.
Much of the concrete used for building houses and highways that mark Florida's landscape come from the rock mines in the state. Doug Calloway with Floridians for Better Transportation argues that the mining in the Lake Belt region of West Palm Beach is essential to the economy.
Half the roads built in Florida use rock mined in that area. So folks that are involved directly in construction of roads and buildings, since you have to put rock into concrete and cement and so forth. So people in construction, whether it's transportation or, as they say, sort of vertical buildings, they will be directly and adversely affected. The taxpayers of the state of Florida will be adversely affected because their gas tax dollars won't go as far as they would otherwise, because a shutdown in mining at the Lake Belt area would artificially drive up the costs of those rocks.
Alan Farrago, the conservation chair for the Friends of the Everglades, agrees with the Sierra Club.
This may be one of the most important issues related to rock mining, not just in the Lake Belt area, but throughout the state of Florida. And it concerns the creation, one, of pathways into drinking water wells or into aquifers that supply drinking water wells. And secondly, the introduction of chemical contaminants that are used in the blasting process itself. There really is very little doubt that the chemical contaminant benzene that was introduced at the level of the aquifer could only have come from that source, rock mining.
Calloway insists that Floridians can't afford to stop the mining, and he has created a group to oppose the mining bans called Keep Florida Rockin'.
I'm an advocate for transportation and for the economy and the business community. And like we've said before, water quality is non-negotiable. But we also have to have jobs, otherwise people can't live down there. We strike an appropriate balance, and we safeguard public health against also the sort of the environmental and the economic interests. As I understand it, that's what the Lake Belt plan sought to sort of do.
Last week, a federal appeals court upheld the decision to cancel mining permits in the Lake Belt region. But the court's decision is far from the end of this struggle. The Army Corps of Engineers says they will reissue permits in that area, according to the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement on the Lake Belt region. Alan Farrago acknowledges the need for local mines.
Aggregate is a base material for the economy. Nobody's arguing its importance to the economy, either for road building or for construction materials. The question is, where do you do it? And who pays the cost? When these rock mines are placed in environmentally sensitive areas, the environmental costs are all externalized. In other words, we accept the sacrifice of wetlands, we accept even the sacrifice to water quality, even though there are laws protecting against that kind of pollution.
The Lake Bell region encompasses almost 58,000 acres of wetlands bordering the eastern edge of Everglades National Park and the northwestern edge of Miami-Dade County. It produces about half of the state's construction-grade limestone. Mining companies involved will continue to seek permits. Tune in to WMNF Evening News for our continued coverage of rock mining in Florida. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.